a lot in Star Trek. It's this exterior shot of the space station, and you hear all the scientists arguing for like a very long time before it cuts to the interior. It's a great flourish here. I like it a lot.
And it's kind of cool because like they're putting the hat on the Federation's the military. We do not want this to be a military weapon. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, look. I don't want this to go up a Klingon's asshole. I want to fucking, you know, make something nice here. this is where we get a lot of David, who is, we learned to be, is played by Merrick Buttrick, who is Kirk's son. And actually, it's good casting. He looks a lot like him.
Yeah. Because Merrick Buttrick naturally had that. Curly hair.
Oh, really? I was about to say they both have a perm.
Well, no, because William Shatner is wearing a fucking dead chihuahua on there that they put in the microwave for a little bit. Dude, this piece is disgusting.
Hot.
Better put this piece in the fridge for a little bit.
Don't touch the shell, babe.
Oh, my hair is proofing right now.
Would you like to gleam the dome?
They found an actor who had natural hair to William Shatner's hilarious Chia Pet artificial hair.
It's like fucking Greg Brady in the 70s.
It is, dude. They chopped off all the roundness of it and just made it like... It's not exactly a flat top, but it's like it doesn't go beyond the width of his skull, but it goes up.
Yeah, it reminded Khan of Barton Fink.
He looks like an obese Kramer.
Now, Jerry will tell you that Wrath of Khan is the better picture, but I like Search for Spot. That's right. This is when Bones kind of has his kind of fun Bones indignation of like, oh, it's a Genesis device. It's going to wipe out humanity. God did 6 days. What about 6 minutes, you motherfucker?
Bones is fucking right. Are you kidding me? This is a terrible invention.
And, of course, Spock is being logical. And he's like, you green-blooded son of a bitch. We finally get in this movie, which is great. Green-blooded monster, you know.
I think this is particularly where it's like, you green-blooded half-breed.
And then it's like, whoa.
He says inhuman at one point. Yes.
Oh, yeah, you inhuman. Which is great because then at the end of the movie, when Kirk is giving the eulogy, he says, human. Calls him human. Bones
human
slur. Well, it's not really a slur because he's not really a human.
Well,
he's half human. Yeah,
well, that's inhuman to me, man.
Wow.
100% or bust?
Yeah, dude.
Really? What if
these
a guy was like
half gleep clops?
Yeah, what if it's like a half man, half dog?
Well, that's a werewolf, I think.
Well, isn't that okay?
No, that's clearly inhuman. It's a monster.
That would be the move. Because, I mean, first of all, this movie does... If I will ding this movie on one thing, it doesn't have a lot... Like, creature effects, you know what I mean? Aside from the monster, like, Kirk's son should be half monster. Like, it's this monster lady that he fucked way back in the old days. She looks like a fish. And it's this fish boy with like curly hair on his head.
Oh, yeah. Or at least like a green skinned individual or something.
Sure. And or Khan from because City Alpha 6 got destroyed.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe
yeah.
he got mutated and he's got like a little Quado baby in his belly.
Oh, shit.
Like it comes out.
This is what happened to my wife. She's under my t-shirt.
Yes. And then like she it's got a whole human head and little baby arms.
We didn't talk enough about Khan's physique. It is fantastic.
Gorgeous.
And apparently it was real because it does almost look fake sometimes.
Because like it's so fucking perfect.
Do you think he was working out with Stallone? Like going to Muscle Beach?
I think it was a thing where he was like, I got to be on the Love Boat, man. And, you know, you never know on the Love Boat.
Fantasy Island.
Or Fantasy Island, excuse me. Or Fantasy Island was
at the time, yeah.
But
he was on Love Boat too.
Mr. Rourke, whoever...
That's Fantasy Island.
That's what I think he was still doing.
Yes, he was. No, he was definitely doing Fantasy Island. I don't know if he did the Love Boat as well.
I could be just mixing up stuff. But either way, like, listen, you're on an island or you're on a fucking boat. At some point, you might have to take your shirt off.
That's true.
I think it's more of like the American Psycho workout. Yeah, like porno blaring in the background, just doing
porno blaring
mechanical push-ups, just like over and over again.
I can do 1,000 now.
I was wrong. You're totally right. 154 episodes of Fantasy Island, although credited in one 1980 episode of The Love Boat where he played horse race announcer.
Oh, wow.
This horse is riding around perdition's flame.
I will say Ricardo Montalban, also amazing on Freakazoid, a couple episodes. He plays a bad guy. It's a great voice performance. It is fucking laugh out loud funny.
How about when he squares off with Detective Drebin?
Oh, right. He's from the Files of Police Squad.
Yeah, Naked Gun 1.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yep. He's very funny in that movie, too. He had just so much presence. Yeah. It's just so... Yeah, like,
it's always amazing, man.
And the bummer of this movie also is that he doesn't have a scene with Kirk. Like, you know what I mean? Like, figure that out. It's kind of fun.
It was because of fucking Fantasy Island. Oh, they couldn't make the schedules work.
They were FaceTiming. Did they not even read lines together?
No. I don't know. He said it was a script girl. It was him and a script girl. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it works really well for that.
It does. You're going to need to get me a fatter script girl.
Could she have a poodle on her head?
Could she have smoked for 30 years?
So we were like, oh, man, that Genesis device sure can't get in the wrong hands. But before we get to SETI Alpha 5, we are under attack from the Reliant, or we meet the Reliant. We're not sure what it is, what's going on.
This is an awesome scene, though, because it's like, all right, they're not responding to any of these hails. They have no idea what's going on. This is a fucking Federation vessel.
It's awesome because, like, in this happens so infrequently in literally all these movies, is really fun and cool ship to ship, submarine to submarine kind of stuff.
And that's exactly, like, Nicholas Meyer talks about in his book, like, his idea was he wanted to make this like a Horatio Hornblower kind of master and commander type. These are boats warring with each other kind of a thing.
He had another The Enemy Below, I think, was another big submarine
movie. Yeah. Which it makes sense because that is why I think this FaceTiming stuff, as much as it would be really cool to have that heat scene, maybe they go to a diner together. You know, one day I'll be coming around that corner.
They're neutral zone diner, right?
I had coffee with Kirk half an hour ago. but it works because it's like, it is that thing where, like, that's how space battle would work. You wouldn't talk to each other. You wouldn't meet up. You would be in two different ships.
It makes you realize one of the problems, or just like a flaw with Star Trek. I mean, it's Star Trek, so that's their thing. But like, everybody keeps picking up the phone.
Yeah.
Like, just ignore them. And it's terrifying.
But I can imagine Khan being the kind of maniac that would, like, if you know, God forbid Kirk ever, like, actually retired and, like, actually, like, laid down somewhere.
Nope, still got five more film appearances after this.
He would come to his house. And even just to, like, move in.
I'm your next-door neighbor, Captain.
Ooh, that's a sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, all right. We'll... To achieve this double date, we'll have a detente on our rivalry, as they are two stewardesses.
That would be amazing. Like, Khan barely survives this encounter, and right. He's just like, he just hasn't seen any love. Like, take him under his wing.
I need to get this guy laid.
They move to San Francisco.
Now, by double date, you mean we both get two, right?
A quadruple date? Oh, yeah, man. 2x2.
What's awesome, too, I love the detail, because they kill all the crew of the Reliant.
Yes,
Khan's fucking superhuman people.